You are listening to the English Heroes series. Thank you for listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high. From HollyTreeEnglish.com. Hello and welcome to another English Heroes episode. This is the series where I bring you live interviews with English learners just like you. In this episode, you are going to hear from Janka. Janka comes from Kazakhstan. You might remember her husband's story from episode 1. One of the things that makes Janka an English hero is the fact that she understands the value of discipline in learning English. Before I start the interview, I want to apologize for one thing. I was so excited to record this episode that I forgot to slow down my English very much. So I am sorry that my English is a little fast this time. But Janka is the important one in the interview, and I think you will understand her. So, here is Janka's story. So, I'm here with Janka, and I want to start by saying thank you very much for being on the English Like an Eagle podcast.
Oh, hello, Holly. You're very welcome.
Awesome. So, let's start with a simple question. Where are you from?
I am from Kazakhstan. It is a country in Central Asia. It's really huge. It's ninth largest country in the world.
Wow. I actually did not know that.
Oh, really? Yeah, now you know that. We never said you before?
I don't think so. You could have, and I just missed it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But that's cool. And so when did you start? What is your native language?
My native language is Kazakh, because I am Kazakh, and Russian as well. Our country is bilingual, so that's why we speak both Kazakh and Russian.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, awesome. And when did you start learning English?
When I was at school, I think in middle school. In middle school, in Almaty, I believe I was around 11 or 10, and I got my first class when I was around 10.
Wow, okay. And were you motivated to learn it at the time?
No, at that time I wasn't motivated a lot, because my parents wanted me to learn English. And as a child, I hated. I hated to learn anything new as a child. So.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so but after some time, I said thank you to my parents that they just forced me to learn English.
And do you remember when you first began to feel motivated to learn English?
I think in high school, I began to feel very motivated because I wanted to study abroad. I saw a lot of people around me who already had good English level at that time, and I thought, oh wow, I can do that as well.
Something happens sometimes when we see other people around us accomplishing something.
Yes, I think our surroundings is the biggest motivator.
So, do you think the most powerful motivation, though, comes from inside you or outside you?
I think mostly outside, as I said before, because of my surrounding, the people who surrounded me, and I saw their achievements. I saw that they get like they achieve the goals, and I just wanted to do that too.
So, kind of outside motivation turned into an inside motivation. But yeah, that's interesting. Sometimes you
I
never
think
know where.
mostly, other people motivates us, and then you just looking at other people, you decide yourself what you want to do, like what you really need in this life.
And can you remember, I mean, you don't have to think of names or anything. Do you remember, was it like your friends that had the good level or your teachers?
Oh yeah, of course. My teacher, Dariga, we called her Miss Dariga. She had really good level of, and she's the person who taught us how to understand what we learn, so what we read, and not just remember and like not just learn by heart like a robot, but understand what you learn. So she's the first one who explained us how to do that.
That's great. That's great. We always seem to remember the certain teachers that have an impact.
And she taught me when I was around like 13 or 14 for 2 or 3 years, and then like teachers changed, and I don't remember other good teachers in my life. The next teacher was you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Big skip. Interesting. So, going along with that, then, because I think you did a lot of improving before you met me. So, what do you think is the biggest thing that helped you get to this level?
I think practicing. I practiced a lot. I always tried to chat with my friends. Do you remember there was a website, Pen Friends, and I have found a lot of friends abroad, and we were chatting on this website. It was like Facebook or something, but you can find their friends only abroad just to improve your level of your English or other language.
That's interesting. I think they still have websites like that. I don't know about Pen Friends, but I think they might still have similar websites like that. Very interesting.
And this website really helped me a lot.
That's great. So definitely finding people to talk to is big for your level.
Because you can they can share with you some slangs or some phrases and words that they use every day, like in real life. And that's really helped a lot.
And does it make you as nervous, like when you chat with a friend, you make a friend abroad, is it less nervous or more nervous than wow, that was even bad English. Is it does it make you less nervous or more nervous than teachers make mistakes too? Yeah, does it make you less nervous
Always
or more
do.
nervous than talking with a teacher?
It makes I think more nervous because you don't want to make any mistakes. You want to seem like smarter. I know. And teacher is the person you can trust, I think. Like because teacher will help you to tell you the correct word instead of the like wrong word you said, or yeah, teacher helps a lot. But when you chat with your friends, you don't want to look silly, you don't want to seem silly, and that's why sometimes it's hard to express all your thoughts.
Yeah, I can understand exactly what you're saying. So going back to kind of a lighter note, or I guess we should say more like speaking of teachers, when did you first meet me?
I met you not long ago, maybe half a year ago, but I know you for like 4 years because of my husband. Yeah, because he started to learn English with you since 2016, I believe, right? Yeah, and that's how I know you. Yeah, he told me a lot of good things about you.
Aw, thank you. So what has been, because I know you have a busy life now and you have moved to the United States, so what has been the hardest part about continuing to learn English with your busy life?
The hardest thing is to find time. Because, as you said already, life is busy, and just even to find half hour, 1 hour a day to learn English is really hard. Because work, you have to work. I have also family, and yeah, I think this is the most hardest part.
So, how are you overcoming that? How are you kind of, yeah, fixing that?
Discipline. So like you have to find time just to go for the shower, right? Or to sleep, so or to cook. It's like cooking something. You have to find time for this. So, and I decided that I have to find at least 15 minutes a day to learn English.
And
I think
what
it's
is
just
one of the,
discipline.
I apologize. What is one of the things that you do in those 15 minutes a day? What is one of those, one of the things that you do to learn or practice English in the 15 minutes a day?
I listen to the podcast or audiobook. Just when I was walking to the work, I was listening to the audiobook in English or podcasts or like news every day.
Yeah, that's actually a really great way to do it, where you find a task that doesn't take a lot of concentration and you add English to that task.
Yes. You're doing what you have to do, and at the same time, you do what you should do to improve your skills. So I think this is a good combination.
Nice. And so, what has been the best part of that, just continuing to learn English?
The best part is that you can use new skills and just new knowledge at work or when you speak with the native people or like you know every day something new and you can use this in real life. So this was the best part because this really motivated you, motivated me to learn English, to continue. Yeah.
Really good. So finding a way to make it feel like you're not wasting your time.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to use what I just new information which I get every day in my real life.
Very good. And so what has been the hardest part, though, about living in an English-speaking country?
Of course it was I don't know, like when I was in Kazakhstan, we learned English through books, through like it's really formal language. Nobody taught us to use like slangs or phrases or idioms which people use in real life. So that was the hardest thing when native people tell you something with slang or phrase and you don't know what this person really mean.
Right. Yeah, it's
Yeah, this is the hardest thing. So you don't know the meaning of the some phrases and slangs.
So I guess you know what's coming next. How are you overcoming that challenge?
Again, practicing speaking with native people, and of course, speaking with you. Speaking with you, and you taught us a lot of things. So that's how I try to overcome that challenge now.
Excellent. Good. Good. I love it, and I just want to pause here and say that's really one of the biggest things that made me want to bring you on the English Hero segment is that you have this, like, just with a lot of things I've noticed, you have this dream, you and your husband both, and you're going for it. And that's a beautiful thing because a lot of people, myself included, struggle with that. We're good at dreaming, but sometimes the doing gets tough. So,
Yeah, I
congratulations.
mean, thank you a lot. Thank you a lot. I'm really happy to be on your podcast. Thank
And so
you.
for you're very welcome. And so for the final question then is what advice would you give to people who are having problems learning English?
I think the what I want to say is everybody should remember that the problems are temporary, so they're not forever. And you just should try to do, even if it's very hard for you to learn English, you should just do it. Keep doing. And one day you will see that, oh, you did a lot. You did a great job. And you have, like, you've done. You did what you wanted to do. So, like, you will achieve your goal one day. You will see it.
That's awesome. I think that's great advice for life, for a lot of
Yes.
things.
So
Yeah.
learning English is the same. It's also life. So it's like lifetime process, right? So like you do something in your life, like even child, when they first learn to walk, they all the time fell down, but they stand and go. And what should you do in your life? You should also with the English, you should keep going, keep learning, and you will do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Irish, I have some ancestors, family from a long time ago who are from, they are, were, I don't know which, because I'm alive, but they're not.
Oh, sorry.
yeah, it was a long time ago, way before I was born, because
Ah.
ancestors, you know, that's like a long time ago family. So, anyways, they came from Ireland, and the Irish have this saying, they say, every beginning is weak.
Yeah.
And that makes so much sense.
Like a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
That's Chinese, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool. Okay, well, Zhenka, I want to say thank you again for being on the podcast, and thank you so much for being an English hero and inspiring others to be English heroes also.
Thank you, Holly.
Well, that is all for today's episode, except for the question. The question for this episode is, what ways can you become more disciplined in learning English? One more time. What ways can you become more disciplined in learning English? So, to finish, I want to say that I am going to put a link in the show notes for you to support this podcast if you want to. Also, the show notes has a place where you can comment with your answer to today's question. Finally, I want to thank Zhanka one more time for being on the podcast. I want to thank my colleague Neil for his lovely flute music. And I want to thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. You have been listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high from HollyTreeEnglish.com. This is Holly, or Teacher Holly, saying goodbye until next time.